Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Arachin, and we are up to Parak Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. When a Stei Achuzah is sold, it goes back to the family that originally owns it. When you're Maktish it, if you're not Poded before Yovel, then it does not go back to the family. So the Torah says that if you were not Poded it, we give it to the Kohanim. So Hikdisha Ugala, if someone was Maktish his Stei Achuza, and then he was Goalit from the Gizbar before Yovel, Eini Yotza Miyado B'Yovel. So he keeps it. Nothing happens at Yovel. Kohanim don't get to keep it. Goal B'no Yotza Lava B'Yovel. If the son was Goalit, the father gets it at Yovel if he's still alive. Gala Acharecha Ben Akrovim, if someone else or one of the relatives was Goalit, Ugala Miyado, and then the original owner buys it back from someone else, Eini Yotza Miyado B'Yovel. He gets to keep it at Yovel. Gola echad min hakohanim v'arei tachas yado. If one of the Kohanim was goalit and he still has it when Yovel arrives, lo yomar hol v'hi yotzal kohanim b'yovel v'arei tachas yadi harei sheli al yotzal kol echav hakohanim. He cannot say, well, anyway, at Yovel this is supposed to go to Kohanim and I'm a Kohen, so let me just keep the whole thing. No, it goes into the pot and it gets split among all the Kohanim. Mishnah dalet, higia Yovel v'lo nigala. If Yovel came and the Gizbar was still in control of this field, no one was goalit. Hakohanim nechlasan l'tocha, the Kohanim who are serving at that time in the Beis Hamikdash, they go into that field to nilsan estameha, but they have to pay the gizbar the value of that field to the Beis Hamikdash. You can't just take it without any money. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer nechlasan avlo nosin. Rabbi Shimon says that no, they get the field and they don't have to pay anything. Rabbi Elazar Omer lo nechlasan avlo nosin. They don't get the field and they don't get to pay anything. Meaning the only time Kohanim get it is if someone else was Poda it before Yovel. Elenikres de retushim. The field becomes an abandoned field. Ad haYovel Hasheni until next Yovel, and we'll see what happens to it by then, and if it will go to Kohanim by then, if someone else is goalit. Higiyav haYovel Hasheni v'lo niglef. The next Yovel arrives, and still no one was goalit. Nikres retushim retushim. Then it's called a double abandoned field. Ad haYovel Hashlishi, and wait for the next Yovel. V'olam eino Kohanim nechlas l'tocha ad sheyigal l'acher. But the rule is, says Rabbi Eliezer, Kohanim don't get it unless someone else was goal the field. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we said that if a person was Makdash a field and was goal of the field, he gets to keep it. If his child was goal of the field, the father gets it at Yovel. If someone else or one of the relatives was goal of the field and the original owner bought it from him, so he gets to keep it at Yovel. If one of the Kohanim was goal of the field and when Yovel arrives, he cannot claim that he gets to keep it himself. It has to go to all of the Kohanim. And then in Mishnah Dalet, we said that if Yovel came and nothing happened, three opinions. Rabbi Yehuda says the Kohanim get it, but they do have to pay for it. Rabbi Shimon says the Kohanim get it and they don't have to pay for it. And Rabbi Elazar says the Kohanim don't get it, and that's why they don't have to pay for it. It just becomes an abandoned field, and we see what happens next, Yovel, or the Yovel after that. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey.